Dear brothers and sisters, for centuries, God's visionaries and messengers have been warned of a coming 3 days of darkness. These revelations have been made known to us over the years and have continued to the present day, with numerous saints along the way issuing the same warnings. These warnings consistently include an upheaval of the natural world and weather patterns, a period of unleashing of demonic forces, and the blotting out of sunlight. Across all of these prophecies runs a consistent theme. Do not, I repeat, do not go outside during this time. Cover the windows, light blessed candles, and pray without ceasing. The Lord will supernaturally protect the pets and animals of His people if they are outside, so there is no need to go out looking for them. The demons will try to mimic the voices and cries of our loved ones and pets. Do not fall for their deception. Stay inside in a prayerful state. This period of darkness will be a purging of evil in the world, and will be followed by a glorious renewal of the earth. This is similar to the time of Noah and the 3 days of darkness experienced during the ninth plague brought upon Egypt in Exodus. In Revelation chapter 6, during the opening of the sixth seal, there will be a great darkness upon the earth that will cause all men to tremble with fear, unable to withstand the terror of God's wrath. And Revelation 16 describing a plunging into darkness from the pouring out of the fifth bowl. The Lord spoke to us through His servant, St. Padre Pio, giving us clear warnings and instructions as to what is coming upon the earth. Jesus began, "That you may be prepared, dear children, for these visitations, I will give you the following signs and instructions. The night will be very cold. The wind will roar. After a time, thunderbolts will be heard. Lock all the doors and windows. Talk to no one outside the house. Kneel down before a crucifix. Be sorry for your sins and beg my mother's protection. Do not look during the earthquake, because the anger of God is holy. I do not want you to behold the anger of my Father, because His anger must be contemplated with fear and trembling. Those who disregard this advice will be killed instantly. The wind will carry with it poisonous gases, which will be diffused over the entire earth. Those who suffer and die innocently will be martyrs, and they will be with me in my kingdom. This catastrophe shall come upon the earth like a flash of lightning, at which moment the light of the morning sun will be replaced by black darkness. No one shall leave the house or look out of a window from that moment on. I myself shall come amidst thunder and lightning. The wicked shall behold my divine heart. There shall be a great confusion because of this utter darkness, in which the entire earth will be enveloped. And many, many shall die from fear and despair. Those who shall fight for my cause shall receive grace from my divine heart, and the cry, 'Who is like unto God?' shall serve as a means of protection to many. However, many shall burn in the open fields like withered grass. The godless shall be annihilated, so that afterwards the just shall be able to stand afresh. On the day as soon as complete darkness has set in, no one shall leave the house or look from out of the window. The darkness shall last a day and a night, followed by another day and a night, and another day. But on the night following, the stars will shine again and on the next morning the sun shall rise again, and it will be springtime. The Lord has revealed to other visionaries that the 3 days of darkness will be on a Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, days of the Most Holy Sacrament of the Cross and Our Lady. 3 days less one night, the earth will be covered in darkness, and hell will be loosed on earth. The thunder and lightning will cause those who have no faith or trust in my power to die of fear. During the terrifying darkness, no windows must be opened because no one will be able to see the earth and the terrible color it will have in those days of punishment without dying at once. The sky will be on fire, the earth will split. No other light will shine but those of the blessed candles you will light. One blessed wax candle alone will give light for the duration of this horrible night of hell. In the homes of the wicked and blasphemers, these candles will give no light. And Our Lady states, everything will shake except the piece of furniture on which the blessed candle is burning. This will not shake. You will all gather around with the crucifix and my blessed picture. This is what will keep away this terror. And finally, God, through another visionary, stated, there shall come over the whole earth an intense darkness lasting 3 days and three nights. Nothing can be seen, and the air will be laden with pestilence, which will claim mainly, but not only, the enemies of religion. It will be impossible to use any man-made lighting during this darkness, except blessed candles. He who out of curiosity opens his window to look out or leaves his home will fall dead on the spot. During these 3 days, people should remain in their homes, pray the rosary, and beg God for mercy. All the enemies of the church, whether known or unknown, will perish over the whole earth during that universal darkness, with the exception of a few whom God will soon convert. The air shall be infected by demons, who will appear under all sorts of hideous forms. Dear family, we implore you to remain faithful and steadfast in our Lord, to prepare for the trials and purging ahead of us. Precious ones, this is not a one-off prophecy from a random anonymous source. These repeated, similar visions and warnings were given by God to His chosen vessels to prepare us for these end times. Please, please prepare yourselves and your families by repenting of sin. Pray fervently for others and try to remain clean and unblemished before the Lord. And He will keep you and your loved ones in a state of grace.